Hey everyone, welcome to the Bully Food Challenge. Today's episode is number 42 and it's called Stop Checking. Acceptance means sticking with your story, even in the moments when it seems like the bully is never going to back off. The way to accept that things will eventually fall into place for you and you'll get through this bullying and be better for it is to stop checking. I want to give a big warm welcome before we start the episode to everyone, all of you who have been coming out to hear the show for the last few weeks or months, and those of you who are new to the show, it's great to have you. I'm glad to see all of you coming back week after week to learn more about undoing the pattern of bullying in your life so that you can move on and be having a bully-free social life sooner than later. But the point of today's episode is that it will happen. Eventually, you will move on from this bullying situation. And it's all down to time and how much you are applying the calmness and the low effort approach that we talk about so often in the Bully Food Challenge podcast and other places as well. Talk about this as being the way that you need to approach a difficult situation and in like this, like the bullying in your life, but any difficult situation in your life will improve when you apply calmness and when you can take a step back and stop spinning your wheels and feeding into the pattern that is potentially working against you. So, because you've been working so hard, I wanted to take some time now to give you a pep talk and assure you it's working. All your efforts are working, whether you can see it yet or not. And we're going to talk about an aspect of waiting that can get in your way, which is checking. And that's what this episode's about. Checking is reassurance seeking. And I just said I'm doing this episode as an assurance to you. So quickly, I just want to make sure you understand the difference between assurance and reassurance. Assurance is looking to someone who knows best, an expert, a friend, someone with a clear perspective that you're on the right track, or that you maybe you go to the doctor to get an assurance of, you know, what a certain condition is, or you go to a teacher to get assurance that you're learning the right thing, that you're doing, you're solving certain problems in the correct way. Reassurance is where you constantly and consistently go back to check to see that it's still, you can still rely with certainty that things will be okay, they'll work out, that you're doing the right thing, whatever it is that you're seeking assurance over and over again about. If you're doing it frequently, more and more often, the more reassurances you get, the more you need them, the less time can go by before you need another one. And we can fall into a pattern of reassurance seeking with a situation like bullying, especially if we're working on trying to move past it, because we are trying to see if our efforts are working. And we do this checking where we're looking to see if change has been made, if our goals are being accomplished, if the bully is backing off, if the mean comments have stopped, if they've moved on to being distracted with other things besides us, whatever it is. We do all these little assessments to see if the outcome of our goal has happened or is going to happen, but we are at that point cutting off the process and we're checking to see if it's happened before we've given it a chance to happen. And we do it to see what will happen beforehand. You know, we don't know what's going to happen, and we so badly want to know. It's too soon to know. We can't know right now because the process still needs to unfold, but we have this need. It's like this, we think we need to know an answer now. And we don't need to know it. We can't know it. We will be okay if we don't know it, but it seems deep down like we really need to know. So we check too early and too often in the hope that we get some kind of sign that things are getting better or that our efforts are working. And this is why I'm giving you this pep talk right now is you have been working hard and it's tempting to check sometimes too soon, too often, too early before things have really unfolded to the point where it's a good time to make an assessment. So you have to give things a chance is another way of saying this. And you might measure day to day, you might be tempted to measure how many times the bully approaches you or how often they say a mean thing or if they're manipulating you or others. Or you might be hoping that they leave you alone again like they did yesterday. Maybe you saw a little progress yesterday or for the last few days they've left you alone and you're hoping, well, that's it. That's the end of it. They've backed off. And then they come back and do something. So I hope what you're seeing is that as you move toward your goal or you stick with your story, and your story would be that the bully finally moves on from you, you move on from them and the situation that has been created between you two, and you're able to learn from your lessons and have a happier social life without them bothering you. That's your story. You are tempted to see if your story has kind of come to some sort of happy conclusion, and you might be just doing it a little too early. And this kind of data collection, as you watch the progress, you're going to see an upward trajectory or indication of your progress increasing over time. But at any given moment, you might have a little thing happen that gives you a misread. It might be that the bully does something extraordinarily mean one day, but it doesn't mean you're not doing well overall. It might just mean they had a bad day or they did something unexpected that kind of makes it look like it's worse there than you thought it was for a minute. But overall, your approach, your calmness, your backed off, your making it boring, all the things you've learned, all of the things that you're doing to show that you don't care and that you've got other things that are important to you and you are not prioritizing them, you're not allowing them to control your mind and you're not letting your mind control you. All of these things that you're doing and all your hard work is paying off, but if you have a negative interaction or a bad day, you can get kind of you can be collecting data that gives you a false reading. And, you know, either way, whether the reading is positive or negative at any given moment, it might not be the time to take data on this situation because the situation hasn't unfolded yet. And you might be asking me, you know, why can't you trust data in moment to moment? And the answer is because you haven't allowed enough time to pass for the bullying pattern to completely dissipate. So as you see, anytime you're making progress, whether you're learning a new skill or you are healing after an injury or all these kinds of things, you'll see an upward trend toward your goal. But at any given moment, because, you know, people do not, your brain, your healing, your body, situations in life do not go evenly one day, every day is one step better and one step closer. You'll have little setbacks that if you look at every little moment and every little detail and you're constantly checking because you're anxiously trying to see indication of something positive going in your direction toward your story, your reassurance seeking. If you're doing that, you're going to get a lot of data that says you're not doing well, or it might say that you're doing really well and then you have a setback and you're disappointed. So bullying, no matter how long it's been going on in your life, will eventually end after a period of your being calm and putting a lower effort toward the bully, which is the anti-bully food, you know, the bully food challenge approach. is to put less and less toward the bully and let your emotions lift to be more positive, calm, let go of stress, let go of tension, so that you have a clearer sense of things and you can respond more effectively and less, you can be more empowered and less handing your power over to the bully. You're gonna see good results. However, it will take time to see the bully completely disappear from your life. And I don't mean that they go to another school or something. I mean, just mean like they are out of your picture. Even if you see them every day, they just don't matter that much in your outlook. And they're not bothering you. They're not upsetting you. There's nothing to do with them, really. They may back off quickly, but then they could reappear. They may back off gradually. It might just take a long time for them to finally get the message that you're a different person. You're not taking their crap anymore, and they aren't going to get the same reactions out of you, which means that they need to find another source of the power they're looking for, or they need to stop their behavior. Hopefully they just stop their behavior and they find a better way to interact with others. But, you know, even if they don't, they won't be getting it from you. They may be replaced temporarily by a new bully. You might find that you have as soon as they buzz off, a new one comes along. And that's because you've been treated like this for a long time. And other kids might kind of have a sense that you take the bullying, you know, you hand over the bully food. But if you do encounter a new bully and you are still, like I said, even if you see a new bully come on the scene and it's really discouraging or disappointing, if you just keep persisting with what you've learned, they're gonna get the same message that bully number one got. So bully number two will buzz off even more quickly because you're just gonna keep going with your story and not backing down from your story. And that's the whole point. When you do too much checking, it causes you to back away from your story. And your story has to be that you're going to shift your behavior and you're going to shift your outlook long enough for it to work. Or, you know, you might have had more than one bully from the get-go and it might just take time for all of them to back down. You know, you might be seeing them kind of fall away one by one. The point I'm trying to make is that you've been dealing with this problem of bullying for a bit of time and it's going to take a bit of time to move past it. This is something you've got to accept as a part of the behavioral shifts and healing that you're doing, is that it takes time for you to shift your behavior. It takes time for you to heal and be able to respond more and more robustly to this situation. And it also takes time for them to adjust to the new way you're handling things and realize that it's not going the way that they wanted it to, the way that it was before, where they got all the power. You know, your emotions and confidence have taken a hit during this period of time with this bullying, and they will recover. Your emotions are recovering by thinking more positively and being more distant from the kinds of disempowering things the bully has done, being able to distance yourself from that. And you are building confidence with every different strategy and approach that you're using that work in your situation that we talk about. But they have taken a hit, and it does take time for them to heal and to kind of gain that empowerment that will make them ultimately stronger than they ever were before. But you know, as I say, it just keeps taking time. And when you check your progress early and often in the hopes that you're reassuring yourself that things are working in your favor right now, that's only going to lead to tension. And tension is what brings on that that weakness that the bully's looking for. So the reason that checking your progress too early and often gives you tension is, there's two. The first is doubting creates doubt. And it's ironic that people will check and reassure for a sense of certainty, but engaging in their doubts by checking on their doubts only reinforces uncertainty. It's a self-fulfilling cycle. You think that you need to check because you're doubting. You look for hopefully a positive indication. You may get it, you may not, but all you're doing is saying to yourself, I have reason to doubt, by engaging in doubt. And that, and when you have, when you feel you have reason to doubt, that makes you feel uncertain. So it feeds itself. And doubt goes against your story because it's focused on what you don't want. When you're doubting whether you're headed in the right direction or whether things are working, you are focused on the fact that it might not work or that you might not have to change or that you might be disappointed. And when we focus on keeping the unwanted thing from happening, we resist and keep our story from flowing. We resist our story when we are looking for the way it could go wrong. And the way to keep it flowing is to keep persisting with our story, which means not going back on the story and not looking for ways it could go poorly. It's tough to do, but that is the simple answer to how to stick with your story. It's not easy to do, but it's simple. You just have to keep your eye on the prize, keep going toward what you know is right and what you want with the strategies you believe in, and believe you'll get there as long as you keep using those correct strategies. And you will get there. The second reason reassurance leads to tension is that when you look outside of yourself, or I look outside of myself for a sense of certainty, we'll give credit to the external forces or factors that we can't control instead of getting credit to ourselves. So when you give credit to something, you know, that the bully stopped doing a certain thing, so therefore it means it's working, you're not crediting your calmness and your stick-to-itiveness and your belief in yourself and your courage. You're crediting their momentary behaviors. And the only certainty that you can actually control is the sense that you can handle anything, even uncertainty. That's the only certainty you really have. You don't know what the bully's going to do next. You don't know what if another bully's going to come along. They probably will. There's tons of bullies. We all encounter them. That's the first episode of the Bully Food Challenge, is that everybody faces bullies, but only some people get bullied. And the reason that people get bullied is because they feed into the process. They feed into the cycle. They get stressed out. They take the bully as an actual threat. And so what we've been talking about and what we will continue talking about is how to not dish out that bully food, not feed into the cycle that the bully's trying to create in order to get power from you for themselves. And as I said, the only certainty that we have is our ability to handle anything, including uncertainty. We can handle the unknown as it comes, and the more we accept that, the better we're going to be able to do it. I recently learned a great quote to embrace uncertainty, and it goes like this. I cannot know or control the outcome of this, and in this case, it would be the bullying situation, or the ending of the bullying situation. So I cannot know or control the outcome of the bullying situation, but I know I can handle it because I've handled uncertainty before. And the part that you're talking about being able to handle is the uncertainty itself. You don't need to keep checking that your strategies are working. You don't need to keep checking what the bully's doing, because you believe and you know that if you just keep going calmly toward your goal during your story, you are facing forward, you are going ahead with persistence, that you believe you're going to ultimately win this, then you will. You eventually will. You just have to be ready to stick with your story. The bully will back off eventually. Once you've accepted that and the fact that it's going to take a little time, you will be ready to stick with your story. You'll give credit to your own calmness and courage rather than looking for any external signs of somebody's behavior or fleeting moments of success that somebody, you know, did the thing you wanted, or it's looking better at school. Things are going better for you than they were a few weeks ago. If you just go ahead and keep looking to your own calmness and courage instead of these outward signs, you're going to keep giving credit to the place that is actually empowering you. These external signs are not the empowerment. the empowerment is your attitude, your shifted behaviors. And you will expect the process to take a little more time. And because you believe things are going to work out regardless, you will just check less and less frequently because you know it's going to take time. And so you're not going to, you know, you don't need to check every day or 2 days because you anticipate it to take a little longer than that, which means you're going to persist. And that means you're going to go forward toward your goal of the bully leaving you alone, having a bully-free social life with less and less effort, pressure for certainty. You will not need that. You will let go of tension within. And you will do this because you believe in what you're learning and your ability to act on it at any given time. You will free yourself from being bullied. As long as you calmly persist in your story and not doubt it or resist the story you don't want. That's the key, is resist the urge to engage the story you don't want or try to keep the story you don't want from happening. Stop trying to keep the bad thing from happening and just move toward the good thing. Stop checking to see if it's working. That's resisting it working. Stop checking, believe, and even there are going to be times when it seems a little bit like it's not working, and you just have to ride through them and believe anyway, and you will get past this tough time. You will likely meet more bullies, and you will have setbacks, either with the current bully or future jerks, but you will never be bullied again like this. And the reason is you've put in the work. You've put in the process to change yourself. You have learned what bully food behaviors are, and you have learned how to reverse them. And even if you do meet more bullies in the future, you're going to meet them with a fresh set of skills, techniques, attitudes, behaviors. And you will automatically, easily, naturally approach them with an anti-bully food stance, an anti-bully stance. It will probably be unpleasant to face them. It's unpleasant for everyone to face a bully, but you will know deep down that you've already done this. You already know what it looks like. You know the pattern. And you can't be tricked by it again in the same way. And once you let the process that you've begun recently unfold completely with this bully without checking to see if what you want has happened yet, you can only win. You are going to win. It's inevitable. Just keep going. All right. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next time.